Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
I want to talk with good friend Kelly Julison, co-president of the Governor's Prevention Partnership here on Brian & Company. Good morning, Kelly. How are you?
Hey, Brian. Good. How are you?
I'm good. It's good to have you on. I know there's some important stuff going on. What's happening Saturday?
Yeah, so Saturday is the semi-annual DEA Drug Takeback Day, where police stations throughout the state, there's about 70 this year, are opening up at 10 o'clock, and you can actually bring your unused medications back to those stations so that they can be properly disposed of.
Now, what's the range here? It's just everything from expired Advil to, I don't know, like your Percocets of the world? Like, what kind of stuff do they want to
exactly
see?
100%. You can't bring anything that has a needle attached to it, but pretty much anything else you can bring to them. And the last drug take back day that they did in the fall, they collected nationwide more than 640,000 pounds of medication.
Wow. And where are you said 70 across the state? So it's
yeah, there's 70.
Where can people find out if there's one in their town?
So if you go to DEA.gov/takebackday, you can put in your location, and then it'll find all the locations within 10, 25, 50, or 100 miles of your home.
Okay. And what about the pouches, right? You have these special pouches. Explain the pouches, and do you also give those out to people as well, or is that's a different day, a different thing?
So on an annual basis, an everyday basis, Brian, we're happy to send actually at-home drug disposal pouches to folks. If they go to our website, preventionct.org, they can request up to 5 at any given time. You know, Saturday's option of drug take-back day is fantastic. But what happens if you're not available during those 4 hours? We know for a lot of folks, this is sports season for families, so kids are at games and people can't get there. For our farmers, it's also one of the busiest times of the year. So is that four-hour window this weekend going to work for them? And if not, what alternatives do they have? And that's where those drug deactivation pouches that we distribute for free come into play. Those can be used at any point. You just add medication into them, add water, and then they can be safely thrown in the household trash. And then they're fully deactivated and ready to be disposed of.
Kelly Julison, co-president of the Governor's Prevention Partnership here in Brian & Company. You can go to, obviously, she said DEA.gov/takebackday for the locations this Saturday starting at 10 a.m., 70 of them in Connecticut. If you want to learn more about the Governor's Prevention Partnership, just go to gppct.org. How are things going in general for you guys?
You know, Brian, that's a loaded question in a year such as this where there's a lot of uncertainty. You know, waking up this morning that the Department of Justice has eliminated a number of grants. Fortunately, ours was not one of them. But, you know, we just continue to do the work and really focus on supporting our young people. And even through these challenging times, we're just moving forward.
Well, that was my next question I had written down was, are you worried about funding? And how worried are you? Because you clearly are. How worried are you about funding? And is there anything you can do other than sit, wait, and watch when it comes to that stuff?
It's a really good question. And yes, I mean, every day, every moment, I feel like we are concerned about funding and what may come. I mean, you know, I was having conversations last night that were not around our Department of Justice grants. And then this morning to wake up to news that millions of dollars have been cut from those programs.
Like, let me just interrupt, Kelly. What kind of stuff got cut? Because I think that's what's – it's important for people to know specifics because one side paints something in one way and the other side paints it another way. Like, what – do you know what kind of stuff got cut?
Yeah, so these were a lot of prevention and advocacy programs. I haven't seen anything yet that's been cut here in Connecticut, but DOJ gives out millions of dollars of grants a year, and they're generally three-year grants. So these are programs that people are relying on for a period of time. Like, there's staff associated. Obviously, there's a lot of impact when you have 3 years of funding. And generally, when administrations change, you do see changes in priorities. But typically, in the past, you're not seeing already obligated grants be rescinded. And so I think that's where things are so different this year, and the uncertainty lies so much. So I guess programs were notified yesterday that those funds have now been deobligated and that they don't align with current administration priorities, and that there's a refocus on the things that align, I guess, better with this administration. But violence protection was one. I know one of the things that I read this morning that was cut was housing options that included pets for victims of domestic violence, and that funding was eliminated. However, I have seen that it's since been reinstated. So quite honestly, Brian, it seems in some cases it's slash and burn, and then the administration has to walk it back in some instances because of what has been lost due to those cuts.
All right, Kelly, anything else on your mind? This is your platform. You got the conch.
I think just reiterating the importance of everyone having conversations with the young people in their life around drugs and alcohol, how effective that can be to make sure that our young people are kept safe, and just don't be afraid to safely store and dispose of your medication. It really can make a difference. Last year, there was almost a 27% reduction in overdose deaths here in Connecticut, which has to do with a lot of factors. But Certainly, if people are more knowledgeable about the importance of the things that they can do, I know that must have an effect as well.
Well, thank you for the time and the good work that you do, Kelly. And again, 10 a.m. on Saturday at 70 different spots around the state. You can go to DEA.gov/takebackday to get some insight into what police stations near you are available. Kelly, thanks so much.
Thanks, Brian. Appreciate it. Take care.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads. We got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.